What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Weekly Stand Up. This is a podcast. This is a conversation with two opinionated people who like to vibe to
unsolicited
pop culture. Yes. So we got your boy Pao.
Hey guys, what's up? And it's your girl Mika.
Thank you. Yes.
And this episode we are
diving
into IVE.
Yeah.
Diving into IVE.
Wordplay.
Just literally their slogan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally their slogan. That's literally what they say.
I didn't know that. Wordplay.
Yeah. That's literally their greeting.
Like, oh really?
Maybe I should have just claimed it for this episode.
Oh whoops.
Been
sorry.
Like...
Okay. I didn't know, but great that I figured it out. That means it's very on brand for them to do that greeting.
Yes.
Anyway, today we are talking about IVE. Did they have a recent comeback? Is this a recent comeback?
Yeah, so it's their first full album.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can say like it has like a lot of songs. And I say yeah, like a lot of songs.
Because
which, you know, I actually don't know if there's like a reason as to why they're doing it now as opposed to say like later, or why they didn't do it earlier.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the if there's like a business decision there or whatever. But yeah, I'm just happy that they're let's ask. Yeah. Just gonna call them right now. And find out. But yeah, dive. Really taking this all the way. It's not even that much of a meme.
We are recording at a different time, so our brain
at a golden hour.
Our brain power is also continue. Yeah. Power.
Yeah. I even forgot where I was. No, but they had already done like several song releases since they debuted. Like, but these are only like one or two songs, like EPs.
Yeah.
And so now, yeah, and I'm just happy to see that they're able to. And that's why I think it seemed like they were not doing that much for a few months. Like they seem pretty quiet, like on the down low. And I suppose that's because they've just been like working hard on recording and putting this album together. And another special thing about this album is there are a number of songs were, you know, like the lyrics were written by the members as well.
Yes, we love
so I think in the previous songs that they did, in the previous songs, I think it was Ray, the rapper in the group, who got to write part of the rap. But I think now some of them even got to write like entire songs, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, okay, that's great.
There's like an ongoing, dare I say, meme in like the fan community maybe of IVE, but I mostly see it in the comment section.
Okay.
Of like one of their members, like the like one of their vocalists in the group not getting a lot of like lines.
Oh.
And then so it was quite funny, where like because they have two title tracks, and then these released in different time periods. Like there was one title track was released earlier, and that earlier title track didn't have much of her lines, and then so some of the fans were like, oh, this again, like she doesn't get a lot of lines.
Yeah.
And then in the second one, she got a lot more lines.
Okay.
So they were like, thank you for, you know, finally, we may not have gotten it in this song, but we got it in this song. So I guess they balance it out. Everything's fine now. We're all happy. All our check boxes have been ticked.
Yeah, at least.
And my point there is that that's the right. My point there is that with a full album, there's a lot more permutations of stuff that you can do with the members, right? And more genres. And I think this album has a lot of different genres as well.
Cool.
But I think I thought we'd react to just the title track, the second title track that came out. Because they did do we're going back to It's Live. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
But I thought before we get into It's Live, I feel like this is also one of those songs, because I think we did a IVE episode previously as well.
Yes.
Where we reacted to After Like.
Yes.
And that was a pretty cool music video. I figured this music video is gonna be pretty cool as well. I've seen the clips, but I've never really watched the music video in its entirety. So this is also a new experience for me. I purposely resisted the temptation to click on this video until now.
Okay. My video feels
for
very
you guys
honored
too.
right now. Like my video is the only one that you I'm just kidding.
Mika's gonna click it for me. I'm not even gonna click it. So here we go. Let's
Let's
go with this
go.
title track. It's called I Am
I
by
am.
IVE music
Let's
video.
go.
Let's go.
Wow,
Last
I
time
didn't
it was
expect
race
that.
cars, now it's like airplanes.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Oh, there. Yeah. I guess not something you see every day. The airplane sounds they put into the
Oh.
They're really pushing the notes here, like.
Violin.
Yeah, I hear it.
Oh, wow.
I know he got goosebumps there. Hey, was
Oh,
that like a
wow.
chip? So much is happening.
Yeah. Wow, the bass goes hard in this one. Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, I need to recover.
I feel like that last part I need to I need to process
Yeah, me too.
that last chorus again.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, I was gonna actually, right when I was about to say, they keep singing the same chorus, and then the instrumentation like totally like made it sound like a different.
Yeah, there's a lot of different layers to that were like added in the last part that
Yeah.
yeah, it just took us a different place. So
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I get the
yeah, and I
plane
think like it
analogy
really
now.
just
They flew us there and
really
back.
like or
Yeah.
it was more of like, you know, like they were taking us on the runway and then now in that last chorus they took off.
Yeah.
Like that's how it felt like. And even the beat was sort of like very like runway kind of beat. Like I could imagine it being played on an actual runway. And yeah, it continues their whole concept of, because like the after like even in after like we saw the imagery, there was a lot of like cameras, and like show lights and all of that. And then it like continues here with all that luxury stuff going on, airplanes, high life, all that jazz. So yeah, it could use the same concept, but like taken to a different, a totally different place. I mean, jumping off a plane. Yeah.
Wow,
I
wait,
mean, yeah.
I'm still like, wow.
Yeah, and I figured like we should definitely, there's definitely a song where you need to like surf here the original before you get into other versions.
Yes, we'll go into
Speaking
that
of
other
which,
version too.
we'll go into that other version and see
Yeah.
how, you know, if we're also going to be taken different places.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's our favorite It's Live,
Yes.
with our favorite band of K-pop
Yeah.
versions.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Have you watched this?
No, I have not watched this video either.
Okay.
I have totally been saving everything for this episode.
Oh, they really do say dive in the Ive.
Having confidence in and going your own
자,
way.
우리 멤버들 준비됐나요?
됐습니다.
네. Meaning of the song.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes,
Oh,
yes, I am.
let's go. It's like singing Golden Hour. Just kidding.
Go. Oh, still, they still hook up the airplane sound.
Bass is very.
It's really different with the hi-hat kind of effect. That backing, that the background vocal. This guitar hitting hard, man. Oh, they are like cheering. Wait, okay. Here we go. Wait for takeoff. Guitar at the back.
Yeah. Oh, they kept the violin.
Yes, it's back.
Oh.
It's different with the electric guitar, man.
Guitar though.
A lot of like background stuff that was happening that I found very very surprising in a good
The
way.
guitar though. Yeah.
Yeah, like the guitar in the chorus is one, and then there's also that the probably the same guitar that was playing, sort of trying to match the high vocals that they were doing.
Yeah.
just before they get into the chorus. And yeah, I mean, yeah, like when I see a lot of the fan edits of the song, they're always like highlighting, like compared to a lot of the previous songs that I've done,
yeah,
they're really like pushing it in terms of like the
vocals,
the vocal range.
Yeah, this girl in the middle, she was very like,
yeah, so she's like, yeah, she's the leader, and she yeah, she does a lot of like vocal covers also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe we can, she hasn't been on Imogen service yet, if I'm not mistaken. So
the one that we watched is this one.
No. She isn't here actually yet. Yeah, she isn't here.
Oh.
There are only five.
Oh, they're actually six.
So, yeah, they're actually six, yeah.
What happened
so
to
they're, the Japanese, actually don't know what happened to the, although she wasn't in a lot of like a lot of other appearances that they were in.
Oh, okay.
Although it's hard to figure out the time because some of this is like pre-recorded, right? So it's hard to figure out the timeline. Maybe she's okay now because I also see her in other shows.
Oh,
but there was like a few shows where it's only the five of them. But yeah, hers was the one that we listened to last time, and the one on the far right is, I think we've also listened to her previously. I'm not sure. Yeah, anyway, yeah, like I think that pretty much, although I mentioned earlier that the album has different genres, like I think like lyrically and thematically,
yeah,
like I think message wise that pretty much sums up the vibe of the album.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just like do it in different genres.
Mm.
And we're also gonna leave you guys with one of the B-sides, which I found interesting and was also written by the girl in the middle, Eugene.
Ah, cool.
But before that, I'm not sure if you actually watched this video. It's not a new one. It's pretty old. So this is back in their After Like era. And I thought just to cool down from all the craziness. All the craziness of the of I Am. I thought we'd cool down with this sort of collab project that they did with Lani. Yeah, so basically it's like a two song thing they did. So they sang one of Lani's songs, and then now Lani was singing one of their songs with them.
Wait, he's gonna sing in Korean?
No, they have an English version of the song.
Ah, okay. I was like,
what are we watching here? But yeah, so this it's not their full group. Mika even raised a hand here in Zoom. That's pretty funny. I think the Zoom detected it. That's super funny. Okay. I don't have that yet. Anyway, they don't have the full group here. It's only the rapper, Ray on the left, Liz on the right, one of their vocal members. Yeah,
I
so
my hand.
I think this is. Thank you, Mika, for your question. Hope I was able to answer it. But while Mika recovers, let's just play After Like collab Ivan and Lani. The lower voice definitely gives more a different vibe.
Oh wow. It's so funny how like they're doing choreography and he's like,
yeah,
vibing.
It's like I feel like it's all like muscle memory. Joey Rotto, Arero, Negrepo.
I thought he was gonna rap as well.
I like how he's also making the
yeah
and actions.
The fireworks.
Yeah, I'm really glad we did this. We did this. We played the song.
Interesting.
Because Ray wasn't in the It's Live. So we got to hear her vocals a lot more here as well. And also her rap, that was the rap that she also co-wrote. So I thought I'd after all, after was the song that got me into this group. In particular,
yes.
Although Eleven and Love Dive, which were the previous songs that they did, were I would say even more massive hits.
Yeah.
Just globally, than After Like. Although this one was really what brought me in.
Mm.
And yeah, in the spirit of talking about new albums, we of course can't leave you guys without playing a B-side.
Yeah.
From the album. Although yeah, there are a lot of different flavors to it, I'd say.
Yeah.
This one that we're gonna listen to in particular is, I'd say, more on the pop side. Definitely has an interesting beat that I really vibe to, and it's one of those lyrically where the lyrics sort of repeat, but it brings you in sort of a trance because of the beat.
Okay.
One of those earworms, if I were to sum it up. Find out if it's as much of an earworm as Cupid has been for Mika. Mika's all right, she's doing fine.
Check out my cover. It's probably out already.
Yes. Actually, by the time this comes out, it should be out. So check that out. Maybe we'll react to it also with other 50-50 stuff. But yeah, this episode is not about 50-50.
Yeah.
It's about Ives. So we're gonna wrap off with Heroine by Ives.
All right. See you next time, guys. Bye bye.
See you guys.